When your handsome young nephew is the strong and silent type, dedicate a series of episodes just to him, and maybe you'll get him talking. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Terry Summers Podcast. Hello, my friends. This has been a long time coming. I had an idea of creating a recurring series, so to speak, where I sat down with my very handsome, young, and charming nephew, Jackson Douglas Summers, and we have a good chew with my nephew. We'll chew on something as in nibble, nibble, yum, yum. And we'll also chew on a few things that are going on in this world, what's going on in my life, what's going on in his, and we'll chew it up together. So let's not let this dilly-dally a second longer. Welcome to the very first episode of A Good Chew with My Nephew. I am going to get, I've never had your spicy. Is it good?
It's amazing.
All right. I'm going to get the 3-count spicy chicken strips and whatever comes the meal.
Number 6 meal, 3-count. Which drink would you like?
I'll do a diet. Actually, I'll do an iced tea. Extra
sweet,
ice.
Sweet or unsweet tea?
Unsweet.
For tea, I always go to the top with ice.
Okay. You're awesome. Okay, so thank you.
Anything else?
No. Sorry. Yes. Go ahead.
And then can I get a number one large with a Dr. Pepper and then an extra chicken sandwich on the side?
Sure. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Right? I think that's it. Yeah.
Number 6, 3-count, medium with unsweet tea. Number 1, large with Dr. Pepper and an additional Chick-fil-A sandwich. That's it?
Yeah. Yep.
For here to go?
For here.
Name for the order?
Jackson.
Is your name Josh?
Yep.
Hey, Josh. This is my nephew, Jack. He just took me to lunch.
Very nice of you, Josh.
I know. He also helped get my Christmas decorations down just now.
You are the man. We need to get him a tag that says, Jack the man.
Like yours says.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my goodness, Josh. 15 years in service?
Yep.
Right on. Okay, so the food came to the table. So Jackson, you wouldn't let me pay for yours because you said you order so much. Now it wasn't too bad, but probably right off the bat. So I wanted to make sure we had our first episode at Chick-fil-A because you love it. When did the obsession start before we eat our food? Can you just say that?
I'm not really quite sure. Probably like beginning of high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never had it. And then when people found out I never had it, I kind of got, like, flamed for it. So then I tried it, and, yeah, I don't know. I've just liked it, and then...
Because, I mean, you've liked it for a long time, it seems like. It seems like we supplement Christmas cards and things like that with gift cards to come to...
Yeah, I had free Chick-fil-A for quite a while with all the gift cards and stuff.
Well, we need to dig in. But if you heard the order, he has 2 sandwiches, a fry, and a large beverage. Which really isn't that bad because you're a growing man.
Yeah, it's not that bad. No. But I mean, I don't know. Most people don't get like the extra sandwich, so I just didn't want you to pay for it.
Well, we're going to dive in now. Nom nom. Okay, I might be a convert. It's not that I've never been here before, because I have, but the chicken strips are super good. I don't need the extra bread, but there's something in the breading that's on the strips or that's on the chicken that kind of has a little bit of a sweet taste in the background. But then this time I got the spicy, and it could be, this could be a favorite stop, Jack. So... just to revisit, Jackson and I have talked about having this recurring episode on my podcast for like, what, Jack, 2 years?
Yeah, probably.
That I first, 2 years. Yeah, because it was into my podcast about a year and I'm pushing 3 years, so yeah. And I just wanted to have a regular time, no agenda, where Jack and I come and share a meal, because we're not really like that. You do with Grammy, but you and I haven't really done it, right? Other than at your home.
Mm-hmm.
We have never really gone. So where Jack and I just have a chance to chew on some food, but then chew the cud, like talk or visit totally off the cuff, which ask me if Jackson's thrilled about anything off the cuff. Jackson, are you thrilled about things off the cuff?
I'll be honest, I don't really know what that means.
Okay. Off the cuff means you have no forewarning. It's right off the cuff.
Okay.
Do you like things without a warning?
You
can answer now.
I don't know.
Yeah? Maybe a little bit? Maybe not. So I gave him a little bit of a heads up of what I might want to talk about, but we're probably not going to always do that. But I cannot believe we're actually here. This is so exciting. Every time I see a dream come to fruition, I get all chill bumpy and emotional and really kind of thrilled with myself that we made it happen, or that I made it happen. But Jack, you kind of helped make this happen because you reminded me. You went away on vacation, and then you said when you got back, you go, do you want to get together and do the podcast? And I was like, oh, he remembered this time. So we are here in part because of both of our efforts. But I will have put up, when this airs, I will have put up a picture of us or and of you. But you are my nephew.
Mm-hmm.
You're the second born.
Yeah.
And you are, I'll tell you what I see you as being in my eyes, a little stoic. Do you know what that means?
Nope.
Okay. Like a little quiet, thoughtful, not real like that.
Mm-hmm.
So then it makes me curious, what's he thinking? Uh-oh. And so I kind of am curious of what you're thinking. I happen to know you're at an age where you are contemplating the big shift from, like, living at home to moving out. What does that feel like? Why would, what, like, I mean, I know why people do it, but what does it mean to you to maybe, to maybe live out of sight of your, from underneath your mom and dad's roof?
Yeah, I don't know. Just, I don't know. I guess more freedom to do what I want. I guess that's pretty much it. Just take on more responsibility. You know, I'd either move in with some friends, which sounds fun, or, you know, my sister and her husband, they have two extra rooms. That also sounds fun. So, I don't know. Just more freedom and responsibility to do what I want. And, I don't know, just kind of get on with life.
So you are seeking responsibility, like you're like welcoming more responsibility?
Well, I think it'd be good for me to pay rent, pay for my groceries, you know, because I haven't yet. So I don't know. I think it'd be good for me. And yeah.
So I think that's really interesting that you would say, I think it would be good for me. And I know what you mean. I mean, I know in general what you mean. But do you know what it feels like to you to like be ready to do something like that? Why do you think it'd be good for you? What about it do you think would do for you that you're not having done right now? Or what do you anticipate?
Just to build more structure, I think, or you know, maybe help my spending habits, help me save better. I don't know, just, I guess, help with that.
Okay, so it's kind of really a planning step, too. It's not just for the freedom. It's sort of what the responsibility will give you kind of helps. Like when you said structure... So then I think of, like, if you're building a house, like you're building a life, you would want to have some structure, right? I mean, is that kind of what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Because I don't think
I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah? And so you just, are you doing it because you're a certain age, or are you doing it because you kind of feel the churning to do it?
I don't know. I guess it's just more how I feel, not necessarily the age.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, maybe if I had, like, a full-time job at my age, then I'd feel like my age definitely, you know, plays a factor. But I think just more so, I don't know, It's just the way I feel, I think.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do for work? I know, but nobody else does.
Oh, just part-time at a golf course.
Uh-huh, at a golf course?
Mm-hmm.
But you've been there for quite a bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? And what do you do? What are your responsibilities there?
I literally just pull out carts,
yeah?
wash them, clean them, wash golfers' clubs. Yeah, just, you know, help around the course in that sense.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you like being outdoors and stuff like that?
Yeah, I like being outdoors. I like talking to golfers. I mean, I play golf, so that's, you know, it's easy to do. Uh-huh. Yeah, I just like, you know, not sitting down, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. What would you like to do other than this? Have any ideas? We've not really... Well, you've had some ideas along the way, but, like, what makes you feel motivated to move forward in your future? Like, what are you looking at? What's some stuff for you?
Career-wise or in what sense?
Yeah. Career-wise.
So I'm still going to school for computer programming.
Oh.
No, I just said I don't want to sit down. But I don't know. I had a couple connections with some people at decent-sized, you know, companies. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. I definitely don't want to do that forever. Because, like I said, I don't want to sit at a desk forever.
So paint your perfect life of not sitting at a desk.
I don't know. I don't really have one. I mean, I just want to travel a lot. I know that. I don't really want to be tied down to one spot.
Okay. So kind of working independently or remotely would be ideal, right?
I really don't know. Yeah, the computer program is definitely just like a step to make some money.
Uh-huh.
Work a real job, you know.
Uh-huh.
I have plans to move hopefully soon. But yeah, I don't know what my like long-term future looks like in terms of career or what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'll just figure that out on the way.
Yeah. Do you think it's kind of passé, you know how everyone always asks everyone your age, well, what do you want to do? But is that kind of where people are at right now, people of your age? Are they doing a lot of that, making that decision still at that age, what they want to do? Or are they more like you where they're kind of leaning into letting one step lead them to another? In your circle of friends?
Yeah, in my circle of friends, I'd probably say it's 50-50. I mean, I actually have some friends right now. I don't know what they do for work, but they're literally just traveling. They're in Hawaii this week. You know, traveling the United States just like in a van. So I think more people, I think around my circle, definitely just like kind of save up, do some like life experiences, you know, before maybe they find like what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I want to do in a sense,
mm-hmm.
with a little more mm-hmm. stability with the computer programming.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have some friends who know what they want to do and go to a 9-to-5 job. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I don't know. I think it depends. I'd say it's probably 50-50 with people my age, at least around me. Yeah.
I kind of get the feeling, though, at this time in life for people, that it's becoming more so that no one feels as obligated, that people your age are not feeling as obligated to do the college thing and to make decisions before they ever get started. Is that kind of...
Yeah, I'd agree. I still think college is a popular decision, but I definitely feel like more people are open to not going that route.
Mm-hmm.
And just more so chasing, you know, what they want to do rather than just get a degree and then figure out what they want to do. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've met so many people who have degrees and, you know, they don't even use it anymore.
Right.
So, yeah, I feel like more people our age are more so chasing what they want to do than just a degree.
Or kind of leaning that way.
Yeah.
In our regular visits, we're going to we could always come to Chick-fil-A because now I'm super hooked, but you were saying that you kind of discovered it when you were in high school and people kind of ribbed you over it. But we shared a pretty substantial meal a handful of days ago at your folks' house, Thanksgiving. That was big. That was a lot of food. Want to break down the Thanksgiving meal?
Sure.
Let's break it down like critics, food critics.
Critics? I really didn't even eat that much.
You didn't?
No.
Why, were you not hungry?
I really don't know.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
know. I didn't really eat that much. But it was good. I mean...
What did you eat?
At Thanksgiving at ours.
Uh-huh.
I had mac and cheese.
Which was the bomb.
Which is the best.
It was so good. I told your mom, I must have the recipe. Like, it was the bomb.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Definitely the best dish. I had turkey, which is better than ham. Obviously. I don't know. Mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Stuffing.
Do you do the gravy that was made by your Aunt Bobo?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
And what'd you think of it?
Yeah. I like it. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I like gravy.
Yeah. So. Yeah, he's not going to rave over my gravy. No, take I'm note sorry. Of that. Mm-hmm. No, that's okay. But it was a good day. So you didn't have any desserts, any sweet things? Not a pumpkin pie person?
I'm not really a pie person. Okay. I made cookies.
You later did? That night. Yeah. Now Jack's cracked the chocolate chip cookie making. You really do make a mean chocolate chip cookie.
It's not my recipe. We found it on Instagram years ago. And it's pretty funny because our screenshot, like, I mean, it's way back before you can DM people, way back before you can share posts. Like, it just looks so old.
So you did have chocolate chip cookies, though, instead of the rest of us having pumpkin pie and pecan pie.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you to also, in our very first a good chew with the nephew, I was just going to, you know, when we sit down at Thanksgiving dinner, and I know that it's kind of so much about the food, too, but we really do have some time to sit and think, I think, a little bit, like in the prayer going into the meal and stuff like that, just about what we have and what we're thankful for. And at this time in life, in the world, like I know what I think about things, but I'm decades older than you. And I just wonder, not like I don't get people of your generation, because I think I really do think I'm open, but I just wonder at your stage in life, what do you think about life and the world? Like when you hit a holiday like Thanksgiving, do you contemplate life, or is that just kind of too much of a heavy thought for somebody your age at Thanksgiving? Or at any time?
Yeah, I don't know. I think about life like that. For some reason, not so much Thanksgiving, but I think other holidays, birthdays especially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. I think I'm very thankful in that sense.
Yeah. And what does life look like? Like, taking everything into consideration, do you feel hopeful about life? Do you feel like, you know, coming out of the pandemic that seized the world, there's so much to be said about that, and we don't have to get into that. We've probably all heard enough about that. But, like, the tone of the world, what does someone your age think about that?
I don't know. I think we're hopeful. I mean, my dad especially, but I don't know. I feel like everyone's telling us, you know, they feel bad for our generation and future generations and, you know, that the world's taking a turn in the bad direction, which I don't know, maybe in some sense, but I don't know. I'm pretty hopeful and... Yeah,
so it doesn't affect your dreaming about the future or your planning or your leaning into the future?
Yeah.
No, you don't get afraid or scared or anything like that?
Not really. I don't know. I feel like maybe I'm being blinded to what's happening right now, but I don't know. I feel like people have been saying that forever, that, you know, things are going downhill, our country's going downhill, and I don't know. I feel like if you just look on the bright side...
Mm-hmm. Would you say that you're a glass half empty person or a glass half full? When you see it.
I'd like to say I'm glass half full.
Yeah.
I like to think so, yeah.
And if you see, are you someone that searches for, it sounds like maybe things more on the positive end of the scale? Because I know I am. I might be foolishly so, but I always go to something that's a little bit, like if there's a situation, I always look literally on the bright side of it. Would you paint yourself that way, or are you more?
I'd like to think so, but I don't know, not necessarily every single time. At least not initially, I don't think. But, I mean, eventually I do. Eventually, I mean, I think right away I know, you know, there's always, like, a good side to whatever situation is happening. But it may take me a while to actually, like, look at that side or think about that side or, yeah, focus on that side. So I wouldn't necessarily say I'm always like that, but I try to be.
You try that to be the end game, you mean?
Yeah.
To kind of lead you there. Are you a heavy thinker?
I'd say no. I mean, maybe sometimes I try to, but then I feel like sometimes, I don't know, you shouldn't think too much, you shouldn't try to worry about too many things, so maybe I am naturally, but I think I just shut it down and just try to go with the flow a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think we shouldn't think too much? Because I am an overthinker.
I don't know, it just causes me worry and unnecessary stress, and I don't know, there's bigger things in life, I think, to stress over little things.
Okay.
So I try not to think too deep into things, which, obviously, there's a bad side to that, too, I think, but...
What would the bad side be?
Maybe blinded in some situations because you didn't think of how it would happen, or... Yeah, I mean, I guess that'd be my answer, just... I feel like you could fall up short in some things because you didn't think about it deep enough.
Hmm, okay.
But, yeah.
What, you know, we have, like, I know you probably wouldn't believe this, but I think we've said this before, that my truest self is more on the shy side now.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
You don't?
I don't know you as at all? As you know you, so I don't know.
What do you see?
That you're outgoing. I mean, my father says the same thing. I don't know.
About himself?
Yeah, I think everyone, you know, likes to be by themselves to a certain extent, but overall... You especially, I don't know, you guys are very outgoing people, so.
Mm-hmm. What would you call, I'm not going to argue with you about that, because I do think I am a people lover, but I think my most true self, like not the one that learned anything, you know what I mean, and learned how to make other people comfortable and all of that, but when I'm into being my most true self, I think I'm quiet.
Okay, yeah.
And I think I'm... like maybe sometimes more concerned about my comfort level when I'm like, I'm more aware, I guess, of my comfort level when I'm in that mode. Like, whereas I've learned to, like with the guy that took our order, you know, I clicked over into something there that's, he wouldn't know that's not me, but it's probably not 100% me. Mm-hmm. But where would you fall on the spectrum in terms of being outgoing and or introverted or somewhere in between?
I guess I'm in between, but definitely more on like the quiet side, I guess. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I could be outgoing at times. I mean, at work, I kind of have to with other golfers. I mean, that's easy because it's, you know, random people I don't know and about something I like. So it's easy to be outgoing in that sense. But, yeah, overall, I don't know. I just kind of keep to myself. I mean, yeah, I don't know why. That's just the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
So, definitely just more on the quiet side. I mean, I could be outgoing when I can or, you know, when I want to at times. But for the most part, I don't know. I just keep to myself, hang with the friends I have.
And, yeah, you know. I noticed that about you. I think that you, but you seem to be really open always, you know, to being in conversation. You're not, like, unapproachable.
I hope so. I mean, I think I could be very open and, you know, at times I'll reach out to others, but yeah, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm pretty open.
So what would make you want to come back and do another episode of A Good Chew with a Nephew?
Well, definitely, you know, spend more time with you. I mean, we don't really go to lunch one-on-one, and it's something you're passionate about and, you know, it makes me happy that you want to do it. So, yeah, I don't know.
Has it been terribly painful for you?
Not painful.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how uncomfortable have you been?
7.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
What?
And you didn't even...
Higher or lower than...
No, meaning you've been... with 10, meaning I'm climbing the walls with a discomfort, you're a 7?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm indebted to you then. For... And what about it makes you feel uncomfortable? Because I am sure you're not the only one. I bet the majority of the people listening to you right now would find themselves in the same position as you. So tell me what about this is uncomfortable, if you could put words to it.
Partially because we are in a public setting, but also just, I don't know.
And I talk loud.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she talks loud, but also just not knowing who's going to listen to this. Oh. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
would you say something different if you knew who was going to listen?
No, but I don't know. Yeah.
Just the unknown?
No, necessarily. I guess just the unknown, yeah.
Uh-huh. But you're willing to do it again?
Yeah.
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 I don't think he sounded very committed, but we're going to bank on we'll have another episode. Well, I really like it. It doesn't have to be brain surgery. It's just... You are not my typical guest.
Right. I guess that's also why I'm a little uncomfortable, because everyone else has something to say.
Dude, you've had something to say the whole time.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm in a situation, I think, where I'm still just like trying to figure out myself and what I'm doing and what to do and stuff. So I don't know. I don't feel like I've.
But I think that's what. But I would bet, at any point, I'll tell you, I just turned a corner for my own stuff. I'm like, what am I gonna do? At this age, mm-hmm. you know, so I think that the realness and the spontaneity of not knowing what you're doing and for sure and just having ideas is what makes what you have to say here very fresh and real and authentic, to coin an old phrase. But I think that's the point exactly about us just sitting and having a good chew. You know what I mean? There's not really an agenda. And though when I mean like you're not my typical guest, I don't have young men in their 20s on my podcast on a regular basis, right? Mm-hmm. And then I also don't have my family on. So you put those two together, this is a unique scenario. And just having us talk like this and not necessarily have a plan, to me, is like a gift. You know, and the beauty of a podcast is I think most people that are listening right now are either in their car on the way somewhere, or they're doing gardening, or there's something where they're able to kind of just check out for a little bit. And this is just a conversation they're able to listen into. So I'm really tickled that that you've done it. Laying right here next to us, and I don't know, I feel like this is an awful lot of money. There's a little wad on his wallet of tips. And I asked him what he got tipped for. But I guess people tip when they go golfing. Are they playing full rounds of golf and stuff? Or are they just, like, practicing shooting and stuff?
They play full rounds.
Yeah. Yeah?
Typically, the people who just go to practice, they don't... I mean, they hit off of mats, like, 90% of the time. So okay. The grass, there's no grass to get on it.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's just the people who actually play rounds. I mean, you get a bad shot, you get mud on it, dirt on it.
Okay.
I think it's just more so them being nice to us.
Okay.
You know, we stage the cards for them, just right. Get it ready.
Stage the carts? What's that mean?
We just pull them out in the open, park them nice.
You okay.
Know, we got towels in there, ice for them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, you have any questions for me? I think we should end with one question that you get to ask me. Essentially, no holes barred.
I don't know if I have a question. One question for you?
You don't have to. We can wait till next time. Do you want to think of one? Since you know what's coming, I didn't give you a heads up. But if you had a question for me, I'd answer it before we ended.
I say we probably wait till next time.
Okay, all right.
I'll have a question ready.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take the last sip of my iced tea and call this one fine episode launch to A Good Chew with the Nephew.